Frames of Variation in an Economy Oriented Towards the Reproduction of Life. By Hugo Amador Herrera Torres. Abstract. This paper seeks to define the limits that delineate the frame of variation in the economic process, taking into account the proposal of an economy oriented towards the reproduction of life of Hinkle, Lambert, and Mora. The method of analysis consists of two steps. 1. Characterization of reproductive rationality and means-end rationality, which are the fundamental rationalities that make up the economic process in an economy for life. And 2. Identification of the restrictions that reproductive rationality imposes on means-end rationality. Using a simple scheme with two producing subjects, the results indicate that the frame of variation of the economic process has, at least, four limits. The upper limit is determined by nature, the lateral limits refer to the borders of existence of the producing subjects, who carry out their activities within a system of social division of labor. Therefore, their actions depend on the productive dynamics of others. The system of social division of labor considers two basic operating criteria, with one depending on the other. The first focuses on full employment for producers. The second refers to the fact that the technological innovation contained in the factors of production must be adjusted to provide full employment. The permanence of the producing subjects in the system guarantees that they meet the needs that make it possible to create the conditions that make their lives possible. This guarantee determines the lower limit, which indicates the minimum satisfaction of needs. The limits are highly complex. They can only represent approximations, and their estimation incorporates qualitative and quantitative aspects.